Mike, how excited are you about trying to get that all elusive first, but with what looks to me two outstanding chances with the Shea coming back and particularly soft falling rain as well?
Yeah, listen, it's hugely exciting. I mean, it's I'm a racing fan, so I enjoy going to those meetings, but all better when you've got a chance of earning a bit of cash and maybe even winning a race and getting a trophy. You never know. So it is very exciting for us. And not only me, I've got a great team of people around me, friends, family. You bear the weight of a nation in South Africa. The expectations are always high, as you know. South Africans are not the best losers sometimes. Well, we expect a lot. We aim high. It would be huge if it does ever happen.
And Shea Shea obviously ran brilliantly last year, done by your old rival Soul Power.
Yes.
Coming into this year's race, do you feel he's better, or we got him where you want him to be?
I think I pretty much got him where we want him. He's fit. He's had a good prep in. He's a horse that can give you niggles. He's been pretty straightforward, touch wood, this time. So I'm hoping that he... I think if he can get there in that sort of vein of form that he was in last year, he'll be a big runner.
And the good news is we might actually have proper summer weather, but the faster the ground, the better for you.
Absolutely. You know, if you could give me the M25, that'll be perfect. Thank you.
Okay, soft falling rain. I hope from the spectator's point of view at Royal Ascot, we don't want any of that, but she hasn't necessarily had the easiest of preps.
His prep has obviously not been straightforward. We were really, again, also I was easy on in Dubai. Lockinge was the target, and then he just wasn't himself. He didn't travel well. He had a temperature, so when we had to come right back in his work. So crucial days missed.
And obviously, but the form behind Variety Club is outstanding.
The form is brilliant, and he had come on from that run to the second to Variety Club. He wasn't fully fit there, and you know he was really going well for the Lockinge. But you know, as I said, then we had the setback.
But you know it's going to be a competitive race, so you're almost sort of going with fingers crossed a bit.
I would say, we'd be hugely excited with the first four finish. That you know he runs a good race, it's you're going to those races. You've got to have everything going your way. You know what I mean? You certainly don't want to have one day where there was something that you regretted doing or didn't want to do or couldn't do. Because there's no inch given.
And if you do have that Royal Ascot winner, would it be one of the defining moments of your career?
Yes, I've been lucky to have some really, really lovely times and moments. But it's been an ambition really. The dream was to get there and race. The ambition is to actually win a race and hopefully it's something that we've worked to. If it doesn't happen now, I'm hoping it'll happen sometime. But we're always going to keep coming back. So. Maybe, you know, we'll get an attendance award or something, you know.
Tell you what, if you do win, I know which party I'm going to that night.
No, that's one thing we know how to do. Win or lose, we shoot the booze. That's one thing for sure.